KPFA goes to conflict-ridden western Guatemala, where it discovers a town in which civil authority is absent while rival factions fight. I'm David Landau.
I'm Anthony Fest. We'll have these stories and more on the KPFA Weekend News.
In news from Latin America, the western region of Guatemala, which produces large numbers of migrants to the United States, is now gripped by massive social conflict. And in this conflict, police and other legally constituted authorities do not appear. When reporters from KPFA and the Washington Examiner visited the town of San Pablo near the Mexican border last month, we were surrounded and threatened by a group of self-identified indigenous authorities whose leader waved a stick and said the group was in charge of the town. The purpose of the reporter's visit was to look at the sources of the migration. We spoke to personnel at a hydroelectric project which has been on hold for 4 years. While many in the local populace would welcome the project, which would bring employment and energy to the region, the project has been effectively blocked by a group calling itself FRENA, or Front for the Defense of Natural Resources. Elvia Hernandez, speaking in favor of the company, said that the anti-project group runs the town, threatens those who side with the company, and keep police out of the neighborhoods. Her Spanish was translated by an interpreter.
The people on the way to where she lives put barricades, and they all let the police in. And the police don't go in. And how are they going to take care of these people?
De allí, el problema de ellos es peleando contra el salón que no entra porque lo va a traer, lo va a causar daños.
Said that if you go to work for the company, this company, they will do you harm.
Pero nosotros queremos que haya policía entre.
We want the police to come in.
Y que haya que nos proteja porque hay muchas personas que pueden violar como niños.
Said there are a lot of people can rape her daughter.
Hilda Aguilar, an attorney for the hydroelectric company, said that FRENA and its leader, Raul Maldonado, had effectively deposed the elected mayor of the town. Aguilar said the elected mayor no longer comes to work because if he does, the FRENA partisans will attack him.
Sí, o sea, Raúl Maldonado es quien incita a esta gente que ustedes vieron ahí, entonces el alcalde legítimamente electo no puede ingresar a su sede legal.
Those same partisans, according to Aguilar, are making life difficult for people who support the hydroelectric project. Evia Hernandez said that opponents of the FRENA had been thrown out of their homes, which were then burned to the ground. To get a comment from Maldonado, the reporters contacted him by phone. He said he would meet us in the town square at 3:30 p.m. When we arrived for the meeting, we were surrounded by the FRENA partisans who told us Maldonado was not there. A spokesman who called himself Fausto said that we were not allowed to take notes or photographs or make recordings. Richard Pollock of the Washington Examiner questioned Fausto with the help of the translator. A digital recorder on the person of the KPFA reporter caught the whole exchange.
According to their norms and their authorities. Legitimate authorities of his indigenous people.
Okay. Is he the police?
¿Usted es policía?
No, no. ¿Es el mayor?
¿Usted es alcalde?
¿Es el government?
¿Usted es gobierno?
Alcaldía indígena.
No, autoridades. He says he's an indigenous mayor.
Fausto said that his group was not opposed to hydroelectric or other development projects in principle.
Hemos sido claros.
We've been clear.
No estamos en contra de las hidroeléctricas.
We're not against hydroelectric plants.
Estamos en contra de la forma como lo quieren hacer.
We're against the way that they want to do it.
¿Y quiénes lo quieren hacer?
And who wants to do it?
Estos megaproyectos.
These mega projects.
Lo han venido haciendo violando nuestros derechos elementales y fundamentales.
They've been violating their elemental rights.
The standoff between Frena and the reporters ended peacefully with Fausto telling us how to set up a proper meeting with his group.
Tal vez yo aquí sí lo siento mucho también en esta parte, y si ustedes o él tiene interés en esto, hubiera habido más coordinación directamente de Monseñor hacia acá directamente.
He said that if we really had more, had a real interest in this, there would have to be more coordination between Monseñor.
The Monsignor mentioned by Fausto is Bishop Alvaro Ramazzini, one of three bishops in Guatemala. Ramazzini himself is an acknowledged mentor, not just of Frena, but of conflict groups throughout Guatemala.